It was always great for the first time to see the rookie class together, you know, on the field. It was very exciting for our coaches, I think for the players. And I think it was a good start. I think the first thing I noticed, we have some guys we need to get in shape extremely fast. And it also showed me how impressive it has been to watch our veteran players get in shape, you know, and really work hard. So, but again, it's a good first day for the Browns and for our young players. And again, it was a good first day in the classroom. It was a good first day out on the field for them to start learning how we go about doing things here. I think the most important thing for me is to get these guys caught up to speed with our veteran group as far as the culture in our building. And I think it's something I talked about a lot last night with them, something I talked about with them today, because I think it's very important, you know, that these guys got to assimilate themselves into what we've already established. Our veteran players have worked extremely hard, and the culture here is great. And I think it's really important that these young guys catch up. They have a lot of work to do, and I think they saw that today. And it's a good start.
Impressions of your first-round pick?
He's explosive, and he can catch the ball. He's got to get in shape. he's one of the guys that has to get in shape, but the talent, he's extremely talented and gifted. And I think he saw himself, whoa, you know, this is different. And it is. And but we'll get him to where he needs to be. I'm excited about him, as I am about all of our rookie class. But he has the characteristics that we thought he had, and we're looking forward to getting him where he needs to be.
Is it hard to not think of them as a group, or are they individually distinguishing themselves already?
Well, I think they are a group, but I think over time they will start to individually distinguish themselves. It's a very talented group. You know, I watched them, you know, again, I think the first day jitters of some, the smoothness of some, and just watching them compete was exciting for the first day. But that being said, I think they all understand, boy, we got some catching up to do to even have a chance to compete with the varsity guys, you know, because those guys can run all day right now, and these guys have to get to that point.
Is there going to be a really big learning curve for Corey with route running, or is it not as much as some of us might think?
Yeah, I don't see that because he's so athletic. You know, he has the ability to sink his hips and get in and out of breaks. And, I mean, obviously he's very talented. So, I mean, I know that's what everybody else was concerned about, but I don't think that's what we're concerned about. You know, I think we have the best receiver coach in football, and we'll get him to where he needs to be, you know, and the talent will just continue to show itself.
To Cody Kessler, he said that the pre-draft meeting with you was his best meeting of the whole draft process. And he said, I'd like to play for this coach. Did you feel that connection when you sat down with him, or what stood out about that meeting to you?
I mean, there was good communication. You know, I think probably what he enjoyed is that there was a lot of dialogue back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's not just the coach's way. There's give and take in everything you do with players. And but I think he understood that my job is to create the environment. This is how I want it, and he was able to feel that. I think players really want discipline and structure, you know, and they want it done the right way. And then I think they kind of fall in line. So our conversations was a lot about football, things that he could do better. And I think he's seen the potential of him growing and getting better or being around me. And I saw the potential of a young man who was willing to take the information and learn from it. So it was a good conversation. But, I mean, I'm glad he felt that way. It made me feel good. I didn't know that, you know. But at the same time, I mean, he has some growing to do, but he did some outstanding things today as well.
What were some of those things?
Well, I think with quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, is just being able to work quicker. You know, National Football League, things open and close very quickly. So I think he will work on those things. You know, it's more footwork related. It's not anything else. And I've seen him clean it up, you know, our individual period onto the next period. So that told me that he knows how to take information and use it, you know, to his advantage. And he was able to do that. But you have to do it consistently over time. And, again, he had a good first day. And I think our top of the line, as people would say, draft picks showed themselves. And that was exciting. I think on defense, you know, Emmanuel, you know, watching him. That's a big, good-looking athlete who has explosion. And you're watching Joe Schobert, and, you know, I could go on and on and on. So many of those guys, it was good to see them, you know, be out there on the field. But, again, I'll take it back to our veteran group. They got to catch those guys, you know. And, again, it was just the first day. But I think the guys are starting. I think the first day showed them exactly where they need to get to be a part of this football team.
You realize you probably needed a second arm in camp.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose a veteran rather than an undrafted rookie?
Because a veteran's probably been through it, you know, and knows, you know, wouldn't be disappointed if he didn't get a lot of reps or if he did. I just didn't, you know, want to wear Cody out, you know, the first day being out there. And I thought that was something that I need to make a decision about, and we did, you know, as an organization, because I think it's important. We don't want to, you know, take a chance of all of a sudden having a guy work too much. But I think Ricky did a good job, you know, and I don't think Ricky is threatened by the situation. I think he walked in here understanding exactly what the opportunity was and was happy to get the opportunity.
Does it upset or bother you that guys are not in the kind of shape you want?
No, not yet, because they haven't been around us, you know. So I don't think anybody would really understand. I don't think our veteran players understood it till they went through it, you know. And so it'd be the same thing with these young men. The difference with this group is we put them on the field first, whereas our other guys, we had 2 weeks for them to understand where we were headed before they started. So these guys, they will get acclimated real quickly. They will understand they need to even be out there, you know. And that's the fun part. The fun part for me was watching where they were today and knowing where they could be a week or 2 weeks from now. You know, that's very exciting to me.
Well, what's the status of Sean Coleman? We saw him out on the bike. Is he okay? What?
No, he will be. He had an MCL injury, you know, that he had repaired in January. So, again, like I've done before with everybody, we're going to really take it slow, and we're going to get him to where we need to be before we put him out there. But he'll be ready later on. You know, he's working hard. You've seen him out there doing things. But, again, we're going to always, with anybody who's injured or have had an injury, you know, we'll take it a little bit easier with them and get them to where they need to be, because as you've seen, it's competing out there, you know, and so you got to make sure a guy's ready before you put him out there.
Did you have some good-natured little words with Corey Coleman about, you know, the bad?
Oh, yes, I did. I will not do that. No, but I did. He understands where he needs to be, and I'm excited about him. I mean, he gets it. You know, it'd be different if I didn't think a young man gets it. He does, and he knows there's work to do. And that's what this is all about. That's why they call us coaches. You know, we got to take these guys and mold them into our culture, into our idea of being football players for the Cleveland Browns, and we'll get him there.
Mike Matthews, we know his history, his family history.
Absolutely.
Started 3 years and wasn't even invited to the combine. So his limitations appear to be size. Are you okay with that size center?
Yeah, that didn't bother me. You know, as I said before, if a guy can play, he can play. So we're giving him an opportunity, and we'll see more of him as we go. Obviously, his bloodlines are spectacular. But as we all know, that doesn't get you on a football team. You know, he has to earn the right to be here. I think he understands that as well, and I think that's the way he would want it to be. So, again, I felt good about everybody out there today. You know, again, it was in shorts. It was the first day. You know, it was a little bit hotter here than what it's been. And so I think, again, for all of the young men, and there were some guys who were in pretty good shape, but there was also some guys, it was eye-opening, you know, that they go, whoa, we got to be able to go all day long, and that's how we play. You know, we play at a fast pace, and we kind of go, and guys got to get ready for that.
What kind of benefit is it to have a guy like, a veteran like Al Saunders coaching these young guys?
Al Saunders is one of my guys, you know. It's not so much the veteran. He's one of the best coaches in this league that this league has ever seen. You know, and I think you guys all know what he means to me personally and professionally. But he is as good as there is. I mean, he is he's not only is a motivator, you know, he knows how to take guys from step A all the way to step Z. And he's the best I've ever been around. And so I'm not worried about where these young guys are right now. Trust me when I tell you, when we get where we need to be, these guys will be exactly how we want them to be when it's time for them to be that way.
Four kickers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we did, didn't we? Had a lot of guys. Well, I think, again, you know, in this situation, you do everything you can. You know, again, this is a camp where you also have some guys that you want to take a look at, you know, and see who they are and what they are. And, boy, did we ever, you know. So we have some guys here that we're going to, you know, give an opportunity to and see who they are and what they are. And there's nothing better than to do that in this situation right now. So, yeah, we have some legs out there, that's for sure.
What are some of the more interesting challenges for you guys to push your coaching staff here?
I don't think it's challenges that way. I don't look at it like that, you know, because of the draft size, what the challenge would be. I think there's going to be some tremendous battles, you know, to be on our roster, if anything. But as far as any other challenges, I don't see them that way. I think we treat everybody the same. You know, we coach every position the same. We coach them hard. We have great expectations, and we demand a lot. And I think our guys and these young players will start to understand exactly how we do it, because it's the way we do it. And guys have to kind of mold themselves into how these veteran players have all of a sudden made a decision that this is how we work. This is who we are. And so the biggest challenge I think we have is when it comes time to make decisions about who's on this team, you know, obviously along with Sashi and Paul DePodesta and Andrew, those will be the biggest decisions we'll have as we move forward.
Hugh, Cody said that he likes to be coached hard, and you gave him like 20 pointers during just the walkthrough this morning. What were some of those? Was it all about the footwork, or was there other stuff you were working on?
I can't tell you all that. No, I can't share all that with you. But, I mean, again, I'm, as you guys know, I'm pretty hands-on with that position, and there's a certain level of play that I expect, whether it's from Cody Kessler to McCowan to RG3 to whoever walks out there under center, there's an expectation that I have on how you play and how you go about your business. And I wanted to put him in that mode right away, you know, because again, that's the first time I've ever coached him, you know. So it's, again, you know, they say first impressions are lasting, and that's all I wanted to accomplish, you know, because I have a high expectation for him as he continues to compete, and he has to continue to grow and get better, but at the same time, he's a very eager young man, and he wants to do it, and he's talented.
As you say that, you said he had an outstanding day and that mm-hmm. you have high expectations for him. Could he legitimately compete for this starting job come August?
I think it's too soon to say that he can't, and I think it's too soon to say that he cannot, you know. I mean, that he will. I mean, I think at the same time, he is still a young player, and again, you have to earn, you know, the right to be in that group. You know, we drafted him. We know he has some ability. I think you guys all seen it. I mean, the guy can throw the football very accurately to people and throw the ball in spaces and tight spaces, and he did that extremely well today. But he's got to be able to, again, handle all the different things that come with playing quarterback in a National Football League. And I think it's just way too early to tell all of that right now. But is he talented? Yes, I think we all saw that today.
Would you say Corey needs to get in better shape? Some people just hear that and think, my gosh, the guy got lazy. You just mean
no.
In the sense there's a big difference between being ready to play at Baylor and being ready to play here. Right?
No question. I mean, I think we all recognize that. I mean, I think it's different in the National Football League. Receivers have to be able to run all day long, you know, and it's different, you know, from the college game. And again, the guy made it through practice, and he made some plays and catches and all that stuff. But at the same time, there's a level of what it should look like for me, you know, again. So maybe this is a little pleasing of me that he needs to get better from a conditioning standpoint to be able to do it for as long as I know that a receiver has to do it, and the way our receivers do it now. You know, in order for him to walk in that room to compete with those guys, he got to get in great shape. It's not talent at all. It has nothing to do with that. It's getting in shape, and that's okay because we'll get him there very quickly.
Was this what you saw in Corey Coleman in terms of maybe not being in the best shape? Was that typical of what you've seen throughout your career?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. No, I've been around some guys the first day. I mean, again, these guys flew in. Some of them got in late. You know, it's a different sleeping environment. Again, it's a new environment for them. You know, so, again, when I say about getting in shape, I'm not putting him down by any stretch of imagination. Trust me, all of this whole group needs to get in better shape. You know, I just pointed him out because, again, I think the guy's very talented. And I think, if anything, I think his eyes really open about where he needs to get to very fast. And I think he's very excited to do it because he knows what it's going to take to play up here. So this is not a negative. This is something that, you know, I anticipated, you know, in some areas. And we'll get these guys there because, again, I think we have one of the best strength staffs that there are in football.